Joystick! The Joystick Show! Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Will the real 37A show please stand up?
Joystick. The Joystick Show.
Welcome, everybody. Once again, we're back this week. The Joystick Show. What's going on? We are very excited as usual. Why are we excited at the beginning of shows like this? Tell me why.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, because we have guests.
Me? Like, there's somebody else in the room here?
Because we have guests.
It's like my dog, like Astro's going to respond back to me? Come on. Let's do this. Yes, we do have guests. We're real excited. We have with us longtime gamer since, oh gosh, if I say Christ left Chicago, is that politically correct? I don't even know if that's even a saying anymore. Is it? I don't know. We have him on the line. It is Green Mountain Ranger. You there, buddy?
What's going on?
There he is. Awesome. And of course, his son, because this is a father-son, mother-daughter, daughter-mother, son-daughter. Did I just nail them all? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Plus all the ones in between. It is 2018. Right. Absolutely. We have Willem's son and his gamer tag, strangely enough, because what they do is one plays and says, okay, now I'm done and now you can take over, son. Right? See how that's... He like hands it down, the golden controller. And it is Green Mountain Ranger Bracket 1.
Hey.
There he is. On the line.
It should have been his name. We should have named him Bracket. It would have been perfect.
Just Bracket.
Just slap that on the birth certificate. Why not? Yeah.
Dude, that would be awesome. Bracket 1. I think we might have another one now. Let's get Queen Bee on the line. Come on. Where is she? I'm going to do that.
Perfect.
Right? You want a little brother? What do you think? Call him Bracket? Bracket 1?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I'll work on that for you.
Bracket.
I'll work on that for you. Good times. All right, so let's talk. We got these guys on the horn. Of course, if you want to be a part of the show just like this and join us, you can always do what? How do they get a hold of us? How do they sign up?
At @joystick_show on Twitter or joystickshow.com, which no one is doing, or gamer tags, Thing12 and Boguespear. joystickshow@gmail.com.
There we go.
We've
done it. Yeah, a couple have actually. And the best part is because I always say when I'm listening to the podcast, I have to skip through that part. So it's like, and then we're back to what we're doing. So that's how it works. But before we start, of course, I do have to tell you, we fired the last copywriter from the ads last week. I have to apologize for the missed it by that much. Version. I don't know if you caught it last time. It was pretty bad. So I have to take full responsibility. Fired him. We have a new person. Can you give it to us? There, salesperson. Hand it to me. There it is. All right. This week's sponsor is Draft Wizard, the fantasy football league online for Quidditch, for the realm of Harry Potter. Get your geeky gaming buddies together and bring your Tolkien to the table. See what I did there? Or he did there? And Rollins the Dice to win this thing of the greatest pastime. Each goal is worth a point. Your player catches the golden snitch. Whammo! You win the week. That's right, Draft Wizard. Get double the bronze, was it nuts? Silver sickles? And golden galleons just by mentioning Joystick Show. There it is. Got to join it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to make DraftKings just totally nervous from all those geek players. So let's talk on the gaming front. We got everybody on the line. What is everybody playing? Talk to us there from the great state of Vermont.
I've been doing just sticking to one game at a time.
Nice.
Which is exactly why I've just in the past week when... Everybody's probably been there before. When you got your good old first-person shooter, you go away from it for month, 2 weeks, and then you come back and you got a big old sale going on with all the best guns in the game, and you have no money to buy it. So
that's pretty specific.
That entire week, but just sit in front of the TV, put a little control in your hands, and a lot of determination.
Well,
and that's just about it.
That's awesome to have the determination because Green Mountain, your dad will tell you when we go away from a game for more than like a week, we come back, don't even know how to hold the controller. We're like, I don't know. What? You shoot. It's just horrible, right? Come on.
There should be like an old guy's controller that's like the way to get you back into gaming.
Cough, cough. Tell that to your marketing department. That'd be great.
Oh, I like it. We'll get on that. Thank you for that. Yeah, perfect.
Attachment.
Mm-hmm. Wheelchair attachment. Right. I'm going to play with my teeth on this one. See, that gives me an extra controller. I don't know. Nice. So what game are you playing then, Green Mountain Bracket 1?
It's a very, very old game. I was going to go with a good old Team Fortress 2. I picked that up for a low price of $0.
And oh, I love that price.
I've not been disappointed so far.
Really? Isn't that great? Also, yeah. It's like Christmas in the morning. You go on, crank up the console. It's like, yeah, free 90 free. You're like, giddy up. I'll take it. I love it, man. That's good stuff.
So I don't play TF2 myself and never really have. I tried it once because I know my friend Lil Ouse is his gamer tag. He was addicted to it. Probably he spent over like $1,000 on that game.
What?
Yeah, I say that probably like around between $500 and $1,000 on skins and for weapons and things like that. And he was really good at it. Completely left the game. He doesn't even touch it anymore. It's probably not even downloaded. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I hear you loud and clear. That thing, it's just it's the whole free to win. It's like Fortnite, where it's like, oh yeah, it's free to win, but they're gonna push everything that you can buy right up to the very peak of the game.
Right, right. Yeah, and then once you walk
away. Right, but is TF2 pay to win?
I mean, not really. I think everything can be unlocked through just playing. I know like very Rainbow? Little about the game. It's just that I get Steam, and that's like the first thing I see on there. Not to say I haven't been biased. I got a couple of friends that I know. They don't play it, but they occasionally talk about it. Right. They also talk about stuff about Mario 64, so I can't exactly trust their judgment. But you know,
nice. So, what do you have? What do you guys have at your house? You have Xbox, the 360. I remember did the old Simpsons Xbox actually break, or is that still crushing it?
I think it went green ring, and red so ring. It went red ring after the green ring. I think we started with what, 2 years, 3 years of usage. It was my main console,
right,
and then. Up in smoke one day, and that we still have because how many people have a Simpsons Xbox, right?
Right.
The canary yellow.
Oh, it was a
it's
beauty
be a collector's item, even after
not working,
suffering its untimely demise.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's beautiful.
Fun fact: tried to fix it with a Q-tip, didn't work.
was he MacGyver over there? Like a Q-tip, a paper clip, a box of Jello, and a lawn chair. Let's get it. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't work, huh?
Yeah, I just tried. Plugging it out, just taking it out, plugging it back in with the Q-tip worked great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was cool. It was a great, I tried to find a picture of that posted. That's the old Simpsons. It's cool. So what do you guys have right now, console? You have a PC, right?
Yes.
So you're steaming it a little bit?
Yeah.
What else?
I've been here about you guys. You got your fancy little, Xbox One X, Xbox One S, that stuff. We're just kicking. You can even call it the original at this point. It's just, we got the Xbox One that runs great.
There you
now.
Go. Well, that's all I use. That's what I play on. I mean, I got to get. I got some for the kids, and of course, you got to do it for the show, right? Right thing?
Yeah.
Right. Or just having to listen to you beg like a. No. It was. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff, but again, here's the thing. We got consoles and no time to play them. Oh, it sounds like a rap song.
What we need is like a lesson from the expert gamers on what's the best way to get back into gaming. Like, is there any suggestions on games or consoles? Like, what would you recommend? Maybe thing, what would you recommend for an old guy to get back into it?
Do you know?
Recommend Commodore 64.
Yeah, buddy, nice. Start back school, old school. No, he's asking how to actually find time. See, that's the thing.
To find time?
Yeah.
I mean, besides playing at like 1 o'clock in the morning, you could probably,
You don't have anything, do you? No, because you have plenty of time. He's got to ask the guy who actually has to do it. You know what you do is you pretend like you take a long right? And then you just tell the wife, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking a long sh**. And what you do is then you're really upstairs playing, but you have to do it very quietly. That's what you do. No, Green
Mountain. For 2 or 3 hours. Let's ask Thing, how does he manage his relations when he's video gaming?
How do I manage my what?
Your wife.
Oh.
Because you know how the wife is like, hey, are you going to play that thing all night? Are we going to watch a movie or what? How do you deal with that?
Well, you can either go hang at a buddy's house.
Ooh.
That has what you need for your time with your Xbox. Or
well, you make it sound so intimate.
Another thing is get your quote unquote wife to get into something like yoga. So maybe she's like, you know, out every so often.
Ooh, look at my boy
with her,
coming
with
through.
With her friends, just.
The best part of that was quote unquote wife.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna use now, that for that one.
There is some gaming that's going on in the house, and Bracket is doing most of the heavy lifting on that. But mm-hmm. I think there's also been, he's done some gaming on his iPhone too.
Oh, right? Nice.
I'm a one trick gamer at this point. It's PvZ Heroes. It's just a card game.
Plants vs. Zombies Heroes. Wild, yeah, you've always been a Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, you
gamer.
Guys are like the hardcore. You probably have every title of that, haven't you? That's come out.
Yeah, how many versions of those have you played?
Mm-hmm. I think I've played like next to all of them. I've deleted half of them because not worth the time after you go through the 50th thing of same thingy in the row.
Right,
it kind of loses its little sparkle a little bit, but. It's fun when you first get it. It's fun to do the stuff, but after you've done the stuff, nothing left to do.
But right. Is there any shame in going back to games like
no,
it wasn't that long ago where we pulled out the Nintendo and put on Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah,
and I ran through for a couple hours.
Awesome. Literally, like a month, 2 months ago, I was over at my friend's house and we played like 4 hours straight of Super Mario Bros. Wii, like mm-hmm. original, and it was so much fun. Like,
well, I'm asking.
I mean, it's still a friendship crusher and like. Can make you single for a few more years, but it's amazing. So yeah,
I'm asking Santa for the 64 this year, Commodore 64, that one that's out there now for $79.99. You get like a million games because they're only like 8 bits. So
I still have some of the, you know, the Halo games. I have Brute Force. You remember that game?
Oh, dude, that game was one of the original co-op games. Remember?
It was a really nice co-op with the
frog.
What, four different players? There was like. The long shot expert, the woman in it had what, like a
stealth,
almost like a lightsaber, right? She had like a lasso or something like that.
Yeah,
power was to turn invisible.
Right,
like 10 seconds she could get behind enemy lines and then slash. She was pretty tough.
Yeah, she was really good. So there was like the brute guy, the main guy. There was some frog that did some, I don't know. He carried like the big heavy stuff, right? Then the big lizard, whatever he was. Yeah, and then you said you had the sniper and the girl. Yeah, that game was awesome. That was from the original Xbox, dude. That's not even from Xbox 360. Because I remember that was one of the first live games, maybe. Was it live? I remember when we joined live back in like 2001, too. I think it was right around that time period. But yeah, it was a great game for sure to do. But
maybe it's just backward compatible that 360 would run it.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, if it was, I'd go back to that one for sure and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But yeah, mobile gaming's big. You got the card game you said you're playing as well. That's cool. I mean, anytime you can doodle with some kind of cool game. They're getting crazy. I was just last couple of shows talking about Command & Conquer.
Rivals?
Rivals. Yeah, you should check that out if you don't have an Apple, if you have like an Android. It's a great game to check out as well. We talked about
Pathfinder. There's another one.
Yeah. Yep. So, good stuff. So, a lot on the front. They had the boys in there. I was wondering, I mean, you guys do get internet in Vermont, right? So, you can get online.
Yeah, our routers are basically made out of 50% trees, 50%.
That's all right. It's a conductive. It runs X's and O's, zeros and ones through it.
The internet here is made of wood, so it just takes a little extra time.
No.
Yeah, the only problem is that you got to shoo out the squirrels before you boot it up, or else you go in there and that's all you can smell for the next couple of days. Just that squirrel.
It's like,
all out.
Whoop! Ooh, sounds like the mountain rangers are gaming right now. Yep, squirrel time.
The mountain rangers have become squirrel rangers.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
They're taking over. And then, of course, the squirrels are always after your nuts.
Ooh, yeah, that's true, too. You don't want to do it. You always got to keep those nice and tucked while you game.
That's right.
That's all right, tucked away. So, good
stuff. Get the squirrels off them.
You got it. All right, why don't we do this, and we want to get your input, as we always do each week, on...
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! So what do we have? Let's talk about what's going on right now in the gaming world.
Joy.
That's it. You got it. We got what there, Car?
The show.
What's that?
We know the show.
The show.
We can do it together. Joy.
You got it. Love it. We're going to use that. Mm-hmm. Thing one, what we got going on?
So I'm actually playing a lot of Fortnite. And so just a season 6 teaser was released. It was like a teaser for a skin.
Yeah.
The season 6 was pushed 2 days, so instead of coming out tomorrow, it's going to come out Thursday.
Oh, it is now?
Okay. Yes, and so, yeah, it's the skin is a DJ Llama, I think it is. So it's like, I don't know if it has any significance to what season 6 is going to be about, but...
Llamas, aren't they very big woolly things? Is it going to have a big
like
afro?
It's like a pinata. No, it's a pinata.
Oh, the good old attack llamas. Yeah, break them open. You got a little bit of loot on the inside.
I love it. That's cool. I've seen those as well. I thought those were like emus. That's what they need. It's a pretty emu who wants a little chuckle, 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 do. You gotta look
it up. I don't think attack emu has the same ring to it.
No.
As eBay.
You're kind of right there. It doesn't sound as deadly. Mm-hmm. For sure. So that's what's coming out, right? So for all those Fortniters out there, there's something cool that's cooking as well. You know, it's funny because we always talk about games and everything that's out there. By the way, they got it's becoming ridiculous. We start talking about games on the news, but it seems like every other thing when we go to do our research is some kind of product being sold. So it's like if you want to talk about the gamification and just monetary dollars that come out, even for like the Call of Duty COD4 that out. I mean, they got everything. I was going down through, and there's like a bean bag, a giant bean bag, like H-Bomb has. You know, those big, huge bean bags that, like, even Green Mountain, you would like just totally collapse inside and can't find your way out. Let me out. They package that up in a camouflage with some kind of backpack, and then give you actual currency, like the Bitcoins. Actually think it's worth more than
currency in Call of Duty,
right? Yeah. In Call of Duty, right?
Currency in Call of Duty. Yeah, it's not Bitcoin.
No, I know it's not big. I'm saying it's probably worth more than Bitcoin right now.
Good old cryptocurrency.
Yep.
You can always count on it to undermine, you know, normal crypto.
Whoa! Who's that? Is that like Astro? What's another sci-fi guy?
That's Green Mountain Guinness.
Green Mountain Guinness. That's actually a good name. I like that name.
He's Barker number one.
Barker. Cool. Oh, guess what those things are called? They're called Love Sacks.
Love Sack. Nice.
Yeah. Love Sack.
This past week, I went looking for a podcast microphone, interestingly enough, that runs USB.
Yeah.
And they had one, was it a Blue, I think is the brand, and they had a set with what game? I might have to pull it up and take a look. But it was like paired with a person video game, like you're saying, you know, a branded chair.
Right.
Like, right, it used to make sense when you'd have like headphone set or something. You're like, all right, that makes sense where you're gaming. But some of the stuff now, it's like, you know, go buy the new Spider-Man PlayStation Blender. And you're like, wait, right.
Exactly, dude. It is crazy. I mean, they'll put it on anything. You know what I mean? Licensing materials. It's across the board with stuff. But it's true. So we use, this is a great mic. What is this? This is a...
Blue Yeti.
A Yeti. That's right, Blue Yeti.
Oh, yeah, I got a Yeti.
Yeah.
Wait, you got a Yeti? Yeah, I just ordered a Yeti. But the Yeti was paired with something else. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, are they actually...
Yeah, they're awesome mics, dude. It's the best mic out there for sure.
I've heard all about the Blue Yetis. I just never even...
Assassin's Creed bottom bundle. So the microphone itself is what anywhere from like $100 to $150 $150, depending on if it's refurbished or new, blah, blah, blah. We've got a set in here that's paired up with Assassin's Creed. It's like $119.
Wow. So they're just, yeah. Well, that's how popular these things are. They just want everybody out there gaming and doing.
Right. Like, know. When I bought mine, there was, so my whole setup, like, is red and black. And when I bought mine, there was an option for a silver one or a red one.
Yeah.
The silver one was $120. The red one was like $150.
Yeah.
And so I went, I got red.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I wanted red. $30.
Yeah, we're cheap. I mean, I looked at all the different colors for different prices, but they're all like $2 or $3 close to each other. So it was like, all right, it's really not, it's negligible. But I couldn't believe you could actually get Assassin's Creed for like $20 with it.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And so you're doing it for work too, right? You have surprises. I know, like I said, they're trying to get more and more. It's funny, when it started this one, 06 or whatever, now it's just crazy. Everybody's like, hey, come out game. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's talk video games. There's a lot of folks doing it way better than I as well.
Yeah. So. No, it's such a cool format and definitely get people to be able to connect and find your same interest. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. So a couple of things. Speaking of bundles, you mentioned PlayStation 4 has that Red Dead Redemption I keep talking about. It's going to be a sleeper for sure because it's a good game. And there's they got a bundle out for the PS4 with folks that what is it for? I thought I saw the price on it. It was $3.99 for it. So again, you get pretty much the same PS4 you would for $3.99 normally. Now they just package the game up to get you to buy it to go with them versus the other. I was trying to think. There's some other kind of cool things that are out there. Did you see the? We talk about Star Wars, the Roomba. I was going through. We're looking for something. You know those Roombos things that are around there.
Yeah.
Now they're making them in stormtrooper shaped faces.
They're expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything you do it now. I said, where were you back then? Instead, we got this old one, like Flintstone looking one that can barely move around.
It looks like an Xbox 360.
It kind of does.
It was all white and had green. Had a green circle that lit up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
With the Green Man Guinness, we bought a Roomba and we just put it on the floor and it just exploded into flames. It was just like, no, too much air.
Too much air, can't deal with it.
It was like, just throw me out now.
At the same training, it's a stormtrooper's probably.
You know what it reminded me of is like the old Seinfeld episode with Kramer. He comes running and goes, I'm out.
I'm out immediately. I lost the bet.
Hey, there's a really cool thing that's out there for Star Wars. Speaking of Star Wars, 50% off for Star Wars Jedi Challenge Mirage AR headset with lightsaber controller and tracking beam. So you know how you do in the game where they put that headset on and he's like, don't look,
try to
do it by blind. Well, this is not quite blind, this is actually AR, but it's kind of cool. They got a whole setup there, and you can get it for $99. That's it. So,
that's a
good deal.
And then, is it as good as the Oculus Rift?
Oh no, not even close. It's like it's the ghetto fabulous version. We're working on it.
Yeah,
we're trying to get there. You know, I keep getting interrupted with PS4s and things like that showing up. So we're working.
Well, I'm checking out the version, the new Spider-Man. It's ridiculous graphics.
Oh right? Man.
Well, what's your point of reference here?
I'm thinking probably Rainbow Six Siege would be the last.
Ridiculous isn't really good or bad?
Good.
No, it's ridiculous good. It just looks crazy 3D like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm no pushover when it comes to graphics. This looks pretty cool. But you gotta re-immerse yourself in the culture. You've been out of the playing field for too long.
Rainbow Six, what are we up to, like 500 characters now? When I left, I think I just spent like 6 months to earn 25,000 points so I could buy the bearded guy. And and then you turn around, and now there's, really, how many characters are there?
There's around like 40? 40 on each.
Yeah, it's crazy.
40 on each.
And no, not 40.
Like 30, 25 on each or something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're just going to keep, they're going to do new characters, new maps, and just keep that game going.
Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable. I said I got actually a bet with somebody, $50, that the game will be around in like 8 or 9 years from now. I think I did it last year. I bet him. I think that this game is probably the new way. I told when it's first coming out how this is how you create a legacy in a game that's going to last, right, versus one off. You just update it and you develop and have new things come in. I mean, just think about the number of specialty operations and characters and stuff that you could do for that game to make it fun. And keeping it balanced is the biggest effort, right? Not the creativity side of it. It's just making sure it's balanced. So
Well,
I mean, nowadays, your good old DLC downloadable content, that's everywhere. Everybody wants it. Everybody's got to have it. And especially when you have a game like Rainbow Six, that is, it's huge. And that's before you got your 45, 90, what, 90 total now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. No.
Unless... The recruits show up on both sides.
There's probably like 40 total on...
Yeah, but it's going. I think they said that on the last show, a few shows back, it said that they're pushing for 100 total operatives before they're done. So, I mean, that could go on for a while. I was thinking 10 years, but the way they're coming out with them now, it looks like it might be even less than that. I can't believe, man. They must be working these cats big time. Where's on Montreal?
It comes out with 8 operators every year.
8 operators every year.
Yeah, 8 operators every year. So, I mean, in 8 years, that's 80. Yeah. I meant, 64. So,
yeah, it could be there. We could get there. That was the math. But
it'd be cool if they aged the original operator. So, like, when they go back to it, like, the guy's 50 now.
That's awesome idea.
Thermite's got love handles hanging off. He's got, you know, a little bit of a limp.
Right. And
got like his grandchildren with him.
Yeah, Ella doesn't look quite as hot as she does right now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I love it.
Someone's still got a bear trap on their leg. They still haven't got it off.
Yeah, but the bear trap for her hit her breasts because they never mind. Anyways, off the ground.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
We are wrapping this up by talking about...
Deal of the Week!
The Deal of the Week. The one thing we do have to talk about is the... What is it? Oh, that was it. Are you guys still doing batteries like crazy? Are you going through batteries or not?
Kind of. I mean, I found out you can... I dug up the old Xbox stuff that we got when we first bought the console.
Right.
And there's a little charging thing for the Xbox controller that you can plug in.
What?
It's a USB. And I didn't know that. And I took out the batteries and I just plugged it into the wall and I could still play it. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know that. That's it. Maybe better than this deal because what we're looking at. Now I'm going to roll with that one instead. Just let's get rid of this one.
That's the new deal of the week.
Yeah, the lesser deal. Lesser of the deal of the week is a Xbox One dual controller charger. So this comes with the two battery packs, everything, one for each charge, one for each controller. Plus the unit itself. It's on Amazon. It's $23.99, but if you type in the code VOGEK316, so VOGEK316.
All caps.
Yep, all caps. It cuts it down to $16.79. So you think about it, I mean, that's just one package of double A's, quite frankly, at Costco. And you got yourself kind of recharging for quite some time, so... That is a cool deal of the week. If folks out there, the Rumble Pack's looking for to cut down on their battery bill, that's the way to do it. So
that's mighty impressive.
Yes, for sure. All right, let's wrap up. We got with the
new releases.
Let's see. Yeah, new releases here. What do we have? What'd you do? Knock it down. Look at it. We're supposed to be prepared for this show. I had it up here. What'd you do?
We're going off the script, ladies and gentlemen.
Going off the script. Stand by. Dude, play some hold music. Right? There it is. All right. We have the week of the 7th, October 7th, right? What do we have coming up here? 2K19. WWE. Those are all good games. Have you guys remember playing those? You always had Hacksaw Jim Duggan, right? Don't you remember? Junkyard Dog? Oh, wait, that's way before your time.
I don't.
Come on, Green Mountain. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can follow those characters. I was waiting to see if the youngsters had any recollection.
Nah, I'm just going to leave this to the seniors.
Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh. I don't think he's in there now. I mean, do you guys even know a WWE character right now? Either of you?
John Cena.
Hulk Hogan.
What's her name? What's his name? Sean. It's like not Sean. It's Sheamus. Sheamus.
Yes.
Sheamus. He's the redhead.
Yeah.
It's. Oh, right. He's a wrestler, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheamus the Great.
Yeah.
It might
be.
That's all I know.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm actually the Rock. Wait, he's back in.
Is he?
I don't know.
I think he's just a movie star.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dwayne Johnson. Man, he's he's a big time now. What else we have here? Just looking at it, past couple weeks have been pretty weak. Space Hulk, Tactics, that Space Hulk game is actually a game based on the role-playing game. I know it's out there. It's pretty fun. What else we have here? We got a great game for Nintendo Switch.
The WWE 2K19 is for not for US, but it's it's for I don't know what country it's for, but
oh, you're right. Look at that.
Hopefully, just our listeners in the UK.
Could exactly. Anybody? Which actually, we do have a few.
There goes half the demographic.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Wah, wah, wah. That's all right. We got our one dude in New Zealand. Another shout out to him again for listening. Appreciate that. So that's it. That's all we got for the show. Guys, I know it's late. What is it like there on the East Coast? Like 2 in the morning? What's going on?
Good old, pretty much at this point.
Very good.
I'm not a...
Well, thanks for hanging in there. You got school in the morning, so thanks for hanging up or hanging out with us and staying up for it. For sure. We appreciate it.
It was an honor and a treat. We are looking forward to our next adventure with the Joystick Radio Club Hour Adventure Land.
Right. It's like, yeah, give us a, what do they call it? A bug. You're listening to the Joystick Show.
Yeah, that's it, right? We can do the bumpers.
There it is, the bumpers. Well, we'll be right back. No, there's no commercial in here.
The celebrities in there, just like, you know, being like, hey, it's Hacksaw Jim Duncan, the wrestler. You're listening to Joystick Radio Club.
Oh, my God. Dude, you remember that? I have to go find those. I do have... the Iron Sheik saying that. Now that you say that.
See?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. He's like, I was listening to the Joystick Radio Show.
Iron Sheik, Nikolai Volkov.
Oh yeah, he was another one.
Right? Andre the Giant.
Woo, you're going for it.
Andre the Giant would sound something like this. You're listening to Joystick Radio Club.
We'll use that for sure. Good stuff.
Bet. Yeah.
Nice. It's got to be a little more French, but it'd be something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess now it's less about the new releases, more about the old releases.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of
this
them.
That's how we close the show now, the oldest release we can think of. I was looking at a nice review of this new game called Mech Assault.
Right. Missile Command.
Oh, I remember Mech Assault.
Yes.
Mech Assault was a great so
game.
Good.
It was a good game. It was a
backwards
good game.
Backwards compatible, baby.
Yep, bring it back.
How much to get that Simpsons Red Ring of Death fixed? What do you think?
Ooh,
$200 at this point?
Depends
if you let your son at it first.
That's true.
With a Q-tip.
That's a good point. Yeah, well, you know what?
This time I'll have to break out the box of Q-tips.
Kids, go. Get it fixed. Get it fixed. Get it working. Make it happen. Next week I'll break out. We'll do like a little... game quiz. I'll bring out some of the old 8-bit sounds. Hey, what game was this? And see what we can come up
nice.
With. And I'll let him try to quiz me on it and see how it goes. So.
Love it.
Awesome, guys. Thanks again so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. We love having other folks on. It's what this show's about. Generational gap of gaming, as they say.
We love Joystick. Thanks for having us.
You bet, man.
Yep.
All right, folks. Until next time, game on.
Cheers.
Joystick, the Joystick Show.
Joy. We love Joystick.